This is a what-if story, and it is a big one, and as they say in news circles, goes all the way to the White House. It begins in the Quill Club downstairs in the old Penn Hotel in Towson, where the political power brokers gathered for lunch and dinner. Jim Pine, state senator from Baltimore County and the lion in the winter of Baltimore County's political wars in the 1960s, tells this story, quote, Bernie Lee's Penn Hotel was located in those days in the unit block of Pennsylvania Avenue, and for 20 years was the political headquarters of the Baltimore County power brokers. The wreckers and the planners have since done their work, and there is not a trace of the old restaurant left. End quote. Ben Bronstein, a lawyer and veteran of those political wars, explained, quote, Over beer and crab cakes, these lawyers and politicians and business types, Michael Birmingham, Christian Call, Gordon Boone, Dale Anderson, John Grayson Turnbull, they very quietly mapped out turf, created jobs, changed the burgeoning landscape, and just about created the Towson we know today. They crafted the zoning, handed out the liquor licenses and the building permits, divided fiefdoms, raised up kings, and broke them. End quote. An Evening Sun reporter who covered the Baltimore County beat said, quote, It was the place in Towson to meet. You'd go there, and there'd be guys writing names on paper napkins. A couple of days later, you'd read about these very same names being appointed to big positions in Baltimore County government. End quote. Senator Pine said, Look, we had Spiro Agnew fired from the County Board of Appeals at lunch one day at the Penn Hotel. What if we hadn't done that? Agnew wouldn't have run for county executive and then for governor and then be picked up for vice president of the United States, right? Right, Senator. The history of America changed downstairs in a little restaurant in little old Towson, Maryland, where he, Jim Pine, and the Penn Hotel gang decided to fire Spiro Agnew from the County Board of Appeals, leaving the world to wonder, what if?